We were zeich to begin before Purim, before Yontif. We were zeich to begin Sichas Haran, and we learned the first ayis in Sichas Haran. Ki ani yadati gadol Hashem v'adonai mikol Elohim. The David Melech was saying that it's a very personal matter. Ani yadati means ani yadati davka. That Gdulas HaBorei is something that each person experiences his own way, her own way. And not only that, but from one day to the next day, he wouldn't even be able to explain it to himself. What was yesterday, and who I am today, and my relationship to the Borei Olam today, as we spoke about then, what the Tzaddikim say, one of the explanations of why the Yidda's Kaddish was called the Yidda Kaddish, because that day he felt that he had just become a Jew. It means all of his asagas of the Borei Olam until that time were completely transformed in light of his new musag of who the Borei was to him at that particular time in his life. In order to understand this and to appreciate it, even though we're not going to do this, as I said, throughout the Sichas Haran, I want to learn very quickly, even though it's not right and it needs more time, but we should get, as Hashem, should try to get through a significant part of this Sefer. But just at the beginning, I wanted to learn from Lakuta Halachas. I hope you still have those pages. So we start to learn from Lakuta Halachas and Hilchos Kriyas Shema. The concept that Rabbi Nosson is talking about at the beginning here is not new to us. It's Beferish and Chazal. Ashanech Mitzavcha Hayayim, that's found in Kriyas Shema. And in the Seder of Kabbalah Satayra is telling us that b'chol yom yu b'necha kachadoshim. I think you have three pages. You should have, yeah. I hope. Okay. We're on the second. We're on the page kuf pei tes. Ice hay. We're up to ice hay. Hashanech mitzav chayyim that b'chol yom yu b'necha kachadoshim. That it shouldn't be like an old document, something old. And that's not only referring to this pasuk or that pasuk, or one's understanding of Torah, but rather, as Rabbi Nosson's teaching in the context of this Torah in Sichas Haran, and Harry Ben Achman, when he said it, stretched it out and was very clear, Ich weiß, I know what HaShadosh Baruch Hu is for me in my life, inside of me today, which I can't explain that to you, or even to myself, when I think back to yesterday. So HaShadosh Baruch Hu b'chol yom v'yom yikanecha b'chadoshim. Rabbi Nosson gives a very simple, beautiful explanation of something we could think about when we say the word Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, where if it was just a matter of reinforcing our belief in that Yisrael of Amunah, that Hashem is one, so it would be enough to say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and God is one. And in doing so, we've been mechazik ourselves in that Amunah. What's Shema Yisrael? So Nassim, as we learned last time, there's a beautiful explanation that Shema Yisrael is when a person hears something that he's never heard, and it's the most exciting thing in the world. And he wants to share that with the world, but he can't explain it, what he's feeling. Shema Yisrael, listen, I have something to tell you. Hashem HaKem Hashem HaChad. So then you're looking at him, and you're shaking him, and you say, what do you mean, Hashem HaKem Hashem HaChad? It's an alta maisa. It's an old story that goes back thousands of years, Hashem HaKem Hashem HaChad. He says, I know, but I never understood it this way. I never felt it this way. And where there's something exciting and new that you feel that you must share with others, but you really can't articulate your feelings. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's a little bit, I was thinking of that a little bit when we were singing Shoshanis Yaakov. We were saying, Lahidia, Lahidia. And Klai Yisrael has a certain negunim, and we repeat the word Lahidia, Lahidia. What does it mean, la'idia? What am I, something new? La'idia shekol kevecha, la'ivayshiv, la'ikam, la'netzach, la'idia. I want to tell you something. La'idia, I need to proclaim. I need to publicize something, but I really can't explain what that means. Within the heart of each person, shekol kevecha, la'ivayshiv, la'ikam, la'netzach. That no matter what I've been through, not to give up hope. La'idia, la'idia, la'idia. To say it over and over and to make it known. And this is what Rabbi Nosson explained in the Pasuk in Asher. L'haydeel evnei ha'adam g'vroysav. L'haydeel evnei ha'adam g'vroysav. And Rabbi Nosson says, "Shitzirchen lahaydiya bevade bechal yom bechal eis kvaris bechavet uchvayt hadar malchus." It's not something that was just yesterday. It's today. What I live through today and how I experience the Kadosh Baruch Hu today. And that's why Kriyishma in Eis Gimel. I'm just reviewing because it was 2 weeks. That's why in Eis Gimel, Rabbi Nosson says in Eis Gimel that before we say Kriyishma, we say the Birchas Hama'ayres, and that Chazal and those who arranged the Siddur put it in such a way that the Birchas Hama'ayres that we make brachas to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu each day for the sun, for the sunlight, and for the moon and the Ma'ayres and so on, that Hashem placed it in the heavens, that Bez Hashem in a short while we're going to be making a special bracha, Birchas HaChamaneh of Pesach, which it could be, I think, we'll figure out the time, it might be next Monday night, we'll learn those halachas and we'll have to see exactly with the schedule. But why is that connected to Kriyat Shema? Why is it that Yotzer HaMa'ayres is in the Mizgeres of Kriyat Shema? Because when we say those words, Galal Ar Bnei Choshech, V'Choshech Mibnei Or, Galal Ar Bnei Choshech, V'Choshech Mibnei Or, it's a new day, and each day a person has to makabel himself upon himself that amunah, and each day he has to try to find within himself that relationship that he has to Kadosh Baruch Hu with that sunrise, and as that sun sets, what was Hashem to him and for him in that day of his life. And this is very deeply connected, as Rabbi Nosson says in Ayis Dalet, to the words, the number of the words in Kriyat Shema, Baruch Shem Kol Malchus, that correspond to the 12 months, the 12 hours of the day, the 12 hours of the night, the 12 tzirufim of the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, the 12 shvatim. Every moment, each person means every shevet was different. Each shevet had a different mahalach, a different way in the world. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the different tzirufim of the Shem Havaya, who Hashem is for you at that moment of your life, every hour of the day. Two people are not the same. 2 hours of the day, even in that person's life, are not the same. I say, V'chol Adam, let's continue. V'chol Adam tzarech leilich b'zelekayim zeis. And each person must live in this way, must go through his life with this Torah, with this understanding, l'kayim zayis, and to actually observe this in his life. L'shtadel l'hachin atzmai l'hachnes b'libo ha'amun ha'kadosh b'chol yom mechadosh. To prepare himself and to train himself. L'hachnes b'libo ha'amun ha'kadosh b'chol yom mechadosh. Not to rely upon his old emunah, on how he felt about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what he believed in yesterday or 2 days ago. Many of us are still drawing from the emunah that we had when we were children, drawing from the emunah we had when we were in yeshiva. But rather, to reevaluate and to reinvigorate that emunah each and every day of our lives. L'hachnis b'libo emunah HaKadosh b'chol yom mechadosh. This is the ikur and yisayid, and the foundation of the entire Torah. Kama yishomar Rabbeinu Zecharno Levracha b'tchilas haTorah Tikku. As Rabbi Nachman says at the beginning of Tikku, shetzrichim lefashveish es atzmai, lechapeish es atzmai b'emunah HaKadoshah. Emunah is not something that a person takes for granted, but rather he has to constantly search through that. He has to constantly be l'chapes es atzmai b'emunah HaKadoshah, to ask himself again and to look deeply into himself each day of his life. Ki kol adam be'ezeh madregeh shehu. Because each person, whatever that person's madregeh is, afilu b'yoyta ha'tachtoina, even if chalila the person's in the lowest place. Yochala hargish belibay elokusay mechadash. Even that person is in the lowest place. The fact that he's done the lowest things, and that his emunah was at a very low ebb in the past, and as a result of that, he was able to slip into all kinds of horrible things. That's not mechayiv him today at all. But that's our nature. Our nature, we think, is that I'm in a rut. We look at emunah like a batting slump or something, and I'm in a rut, and I'm not able to be different than I was in the past, and that's a deceptive lie that comes from the sitra'acher from Amalek. It's not true. That's va'ata oyech v'yageya, to be tired and to be weary and to be stuck in a certain way of thinking, a certain way of feeling. Therefore, Ben Osson says, regardless of what was in the past, yoch lahagish b'liba lakus mechadish, he could feel a lakus in an entirely new and different way. And not to measure himself by the past, but what should he do? Im yata oiznoi levavoi, he has to lean over and listen carefully with his ear and his heart, which is a din in Kriyashma. L'mashu maitzim yipiv. What's the din in Kriyashma? To listen carefully to the words that he's saying with his own mouth, which we don't find in other diburim. Such a chiddush in halacha, which is learned out from the word Shema Yisrael. What does that mean? Zeh b'chinas Shema. First of all, Shema means b'chol lashon sh'ata shemei. We were learning about this in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam, and Chabur, and Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Shema m'ikra dins b'chol lashon sh'ata shemei. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. It's b'chol lashon sh'ata shemei. According to that view in Chazal, Shema means hear it in whatever your language is. Whatever your language, whatever the language is that you understand, that you speak, listen in that language. Listen in the language that you understand. Shema. Say Shema in the language that you can hear, that makes sense to you. But Rabbi Nelson explains this in a very deep way. What does that mean? What does it mean, Shema, b'chol loshon sh'ata shemeya? He says, Shehein klal hashivim l'shaynus shebehem ne'achazim kol ha'tayvis v'amidus v'ayis kibur. The world is a world of 70 basic nations. How we identify them is not important for now. That confusion that began with the dispersion of Bavel and the bilbul that has been in the world since that time means that all of the nations of the world and the languages of those nations are the embodiment of different taivas. Each nation is a different taiva. Each nation is something different that's drawing a person away from the very island. And b'chlal, the world is divided in such a way of the shivim l'shaynus, the nations of the world are themselves called l'shaynus. Shebehem nechazim kol ha'tayves v'amidus rosh ki'adur. In the actual words, in the actual diburim of the nations of the world, in those words that they speak, they reveal in the words that they speak the particular taiva that nation emerges very strongly from the manner of speech, the vocabulary and the manner of speech of that particular nation. But all the taivas and all the bad midas that are opposed to the koiches hanefesh, with the gra taught and explained the 70 koiches hanefesh kineged the shivim l'shaynes, the shivim, the 70 umas ha'olam. Hayne b'chol loshen mil l'shaynes ha'goyim shata shemeya. Now each and every one of us is living in a world that's not that in the meantime is an unrectified, unrefined world. And as a result of that, we're surrounded by the Lashonos HaGoyim. And when Chazal taught us in this halacha of Shema Yisrael, that means B'chol Loshon Sh'ata Shemeya, Hayne B'chol Loshon L'Shonos HaGoyim Sh'ata Shemeya, Ki kol in yonei chol u'machshoves chitzoynis v'taivis v'hirhurim sh'ayvim al ha'adam kulam heim b'chinas l'shoynis ha'ayvdei kuchavim. Anything that's not holy that a person hears in his life, anything that's unholy that a person experiences, that he sees, that he hears, that he goes through in life, any taiva that passes through a person's heart, an inappropriate thought that passes through his mind, all of that is called l'shoynes ha'oydei kachon. The l'shoynes, the language, is the language of the nations of the world. The language of Klal Yisrael is the language of holiness, of Kedusha. It's Lashon HaKodesh. It's the language of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the language of creation. It's the language of all that's positive and good. The nations of the world are speaking a different language. Not to say that everything about them is not good, but mixed in with everything of the languages of the nations and with all of their actions and midas, mixed in from that world of Bavel, mixed into everything, are the taivas and the midas rois of the nations of the world. Kimisham heim nimshachen, and from there they are drawn. And Chazal have warned us and have taught us Shebechol Lashon Sha'ata Shemeya. Shebechol Lashon Sha'ata Shemeya. Shema Yisrael means like this. Shema Yisrael means today. In not only yesterday or last year when I was in yeshiva or in seminary, or tomorrow when Mashiach is going to be here and it's going to be good. But this moment of my life, that I find myself among the 70 nations of the world, at work, in school, whatever that might be. But this moment of my life, that I am the keves, that's sitting among the wolves of the world, that's sitting among the shivim l'shinus, at this moment of my life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to me, Shema, you have to train your ear to be able to be sensitive to Elokus, to pick out the godliness from that moment that you're in, and not to reminisce about past moments of earlier times in your life of Emuna, or to think about or to dream about future opportunities of Emuna, but right now in the life that I'm in the Shivim L'shaynes, in the Shivim Ha'umas, in the lion's den, wherever that might be, to be able to hear Elokus, b'chol loshen shema, b'chol loshen sh'ata shemeya, sh'tishma misham Elokus yisborach. As we learned earlier, Mechazal tell us, someone asks, Aye Elokecha, where is your God? So you say, by the shah, by the gate of Rome. And we learned, Rabbi Nachman explains that, and the tzaddikim explained that. Mechazal tell us, What's Mashiach Tzekeinu sitting over there in such a place by the gate of Rome? And what does it mean that the Rabbani Shalom is over there? That's a place that's the Ovis HaTumah. It's the main headquarters of the Shivim L'Shaynus. It's the main headquarters of Shivim L'Shaynus. But in that place, the Rabbani Shalom says, Shema, B'chol Lashon. I'm in that place too. And therefore, B'chol Lashon Sha'ata Shemeya. You have to detect Elokus, you have to find a way to inspire within yourself emuna, to be mechazik yourself in emuna in whatever moment you're in life, wherever you are in life. The whole mohus of the Umas Ha'olam is to cause a person to get lost among the 70 nations and to be filled with sveikis in Amuna, to be filled with doubts in Amuna. Listen, when Ari HaKadosh spoke of Golus, it's almost Pesach, when Ari HaKadosh spoke of Golus in Mitzrayim, it was Golus Adas. What does it mean, Golus Adas? When awareness isn't Golus, it means that although I believe in God, but I don't feel a deep connection to Him right now. I don't feel it right now. So something is wrong with my business, something is wrong in some other area of life, and I'm overwhelmed and I'm crushed by that reality, which is understandable. However, a person who's Shemeh B'cholosh, he accepts that what he's going through right now in his life is like everything else, like Chazal tell us, that every blade of grass, how does it grow? Because a malach stands over that blade of grass and gives it a clap on its head and it says, Gadel. The angel says, Gadel. The tzaddikim say, some of the sonimus from other sonim say, that with every nisayin that a person goes through in life, in other words, any time that you get a clap, the Baruch Shalom is saying to you, Gadel. It's an opportunity for you to grow. Every difficulty, every test, from the perspective of Emunah, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out to you from the gate of Rome. It's not where you would expect him to be found, but he's there. You're looking for him in the gate of Yerushalayim. But Shema B'chol Loshon, Sha'at HaShemeh, means don't wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak to you davka in the language that you're familiar with. Don't wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to speak to you davka in the language of the gate of Yerushalayim or some other comfortable place in life, or with a particular person that you feel connected to or inspired by. But b'chol loshon sh'at ha'shemeya. And the whole mitzias of the umas ha'olam is to weaken that feeling of the bari olam's presence at that place, at that time of your life. What did Paro say? He says, Havnes chachma le'pen yirve. So Paro said, "Havnas chakmaloi, you have to outsmart them. You know why? The Jews they're having a lot of children, pen yirbe, and maybe they're going to go and leave Mitzrayim." So it's brought down in the Sfarim Kedoshim that what is the word in Hebrew, Lashon Kodesh? What does the word mean? Pen. It means what? Perhaps, maybe, yeah. 10 years, but maybe, perhaps. So tzaddikim say that the whole inyan of Paroi, the whole inyan of the Shiv Me'umas is pen yirbe, meaning to damage the vadois, the certainty that a Jew has in his faith, and to increase the volume of pen, of maybeness in a person's head. That instead of feeling the Bari Olam at that moment, instead of hearing Shema B'chalosh and Sha'at HaShemeya, instead of that, the Inyan of Paro is Pen Yib, to increase the uncertainty. Pen means maybe, perhaps. Instead of the child knows there's a Bari Olam, or like we said last week, 2 weeks ago from Kedushas Levi, that she says there's a God, I know there's a God. Like Rabbi Nachman said, Ani Adati, like David Melech, Ani Adati. That Vadois of knowing with certainty, that is the nemesis of Paro. Paro can't stand that. And what's the answer to that? It says about Kasha Yanu Esai, Kain Yirbe, the Kain Yifreis. Kain is the opposite of Pen. Pen means perhaps, maybe. Kain means 100%. So Kasha Yanu Esai. So the side of Tumah tries to tear us away from certainty and to increase the amount of uncertainty, which is pen yirbe. Rashi brings down the pasuk kain yirbe v'chein yifreitz ruach hakodesh omeres ata omer pen vani omer kain. Paro says maybe the Jews will be strong and they'll multiply and leave the country, and ruach hakodesh says kain yirbe v'chein yirbe, they for sure will. But the tzaddikim say that it means, whereas Paro is the world of pen maybe, perhaps, sofik, amalek, uncertainty, unclarity. The world of Knesset Yisrael is a world of Kain Yirbe. The Kain Yifreitz. Havadai Shmoi Kain Tehilosa. Vadai. That's the milchama between us and the Umas Ha'olam. Between Pen and Kain. Pen Yirbe, Kain Yirbe, the Kain Yifreitz. To add more certainty to the world. To add more clarity, to add more certainty to our own emunah, kein yibah, the kein yifreitz. That's the avodas he talks about that, the Kushan Samagin Pirkadis. Kain Yibu Kain Yiv is an avoid of a Yiv. Histalik Men HaSofik, Aseilu Charav, Histalik Men HaSofik. The Kushan Samagin says in Pirkadis, Aseilu Charav, means that when you're davening, it should be that you should feel the Baruch Shalom is Mamash standing next to you, in front of you. When you're learning, you're learning with the Baruch Shalom. Aseilu Charav, and if the Baruch Shalom is your Rebbe, and he's your friend, then the result of that will be histalik men hasafik, it says in the Mishnah. Then you'll rid yourself of all of these svekas. And you'll come to a place of havadai shmai kein tehilas. Vadai. Kein yibah v'chein yifreis. And that's the avoid of every single day. To be mevara that the emuna in that way of kein yibah v'chein yifreis. And a person has to adjust his hearing to be able to pick this up at any moment of his life, and not just to wait for an opportunity that maybe a year from now I won't have to be in this terrible place of work, I won't have to be in Manhattan or wherever I am, and I'll be able to sit and learn for half a day, which every single balabas has these chalaimas, as if he would sit and learn all day when he would have that time. And then he sits and has chalaimas about being back in the city. There are some people that they're able to sit and learn for many hours. It's not a common thing. Some people can't. But what people generally have in common is that they imagine that somewhere else will be better, and that somewhere else they'll be able to have a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I move to Eretz Yisrael, then I'm going to have a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then when they get to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't let me into the old city. I can't afford the old city. If I would live in the old city, then I would have a kesher. And then when you get to the old city, so if I would live by the Kaisel, then I would. But then past that, you can't go. So there's always a teretz of why you're not where you. If you would be in that place, or if you would have that Rebbe, or if you would have that time, or whatever it might be, then you'd be a Yid. And what Rabbi Nachman is saying here, Rabbi Nachman is explaining, is Shema B'cholosh Ata Shemeya. B'cholosh. Not to wait for that opportunity. B'cholosh, even among the Shivim Ha'umas. Even where you are at that time, for whatever reason that you're away, far away from a place of Kedusha, whatever it might be. Why? So he explains. Because the Unirab is saying, Zechonim Levracha, Shebechol Loshon Shata Shemeya, She Tishrom Yisham Lekusis Baruch, Vezebech Nishma, Bechol Loshon Shata Shemeya. Meaning, the last line of the page, Shebechol Loshon Meleshenis Amam Shata Shemeya. That in every language of the languages of the nations that you're listening, that you're hearing, that you're surrounded by, Shehem Klal HaTaivis V'Iskei Chol, which means all Taivis, all Iskei Chol, whatever that particular Asik of Chol is, whatever that occupation that's not holy, that unholy occupation is, what a person has to go to make a living, or a person in school, whatever that might be, the Taivis and Iskei Chol, those are called the Lashonis, those are called the languages of the Umas Ha'olam, of the Shivim Lashonis. Tishma Misham Emunasai HaKadosh. Tishma Misham, don't wait till you get to Yerushalayim. Tishma Misham, here over in that place to listen to. Shema Yisrael. Today, right now, Hayoyim. Not that I'm still using the shirayim of the emunah that I had when I was a child or when I was younger, but right now, to mevara this emunah and to ask myself these questions. The Leil Pesach, the Leil HaSeder, the Seder is the biggest hashpoah of emunah. There's no other night of the year where there's as much of hashpoah of emunah. And the matzah is the food, the michl, the mehemanus of faith, the asfos of health, of refuah, to take away the sveikus of the umas ha'olam, the shivim ha'umas. And the night of Pesach is a night of am levadad yishkain, when we come to that world with the karm Pesach that's eaten b'chabura, with each other and only with each other. And Chazal tell us, it's brought down Tagi Mendelsohn, that for that time of the Karm Pesach, we were transported miraculously to Yerushalayim from Mitzrayim for a short time. We were able to be somehow in a different place, and a person can do that. A person can do that, wherever he is among the Shivim Ha'umas, Shema b'chalosh v'shat ha'shemeya, to be Yushalayim, even though you're far away from Yushalayim. And the night of Pesach, the time of Pesach, is the biggest hashpoyis of Amunah. All the kinyonim of Amunah for the entire year depend on Pesach, the nights of the Seder. And therefore you see that by the Seder Lo Pesach, the questions, Ma'an Nishtana HaLayla, as a person asks himself, to be mevara, to be mechapes, the Gemara says, to search through oneself. And the whole Indian of Bedikas Chometz, and being mevara that, and separating ourselves from Chometz. Chometz is the chimutz of the sveikas, of the doubts, of the uncertainties, of the umas ha'olam. That's the Chometz. Which Rav Kook, Zechon Levach, spoke about the Chometz ha'olami, Chometz ha'olami, the Chometz of this world. It's not just the bread and the cakes and so on, but the chimutz of the world that has turned sour and doesn't accept the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tishma misham emunasa hakadosha. Tishma misham emunasa hakadosha. In that place. Shu Hashem lakenu Hashem echad v'havein heite. Nimsa, Sebenosan says, what comes out from this is, Sheshnei Apirushim Shadorashir Abbasen Zechern Levrach Al Teva Shema, the two drushes that we have from Chazal on that word Shema, Shneim Oilem Bekane Echad. Both of them really merge together to teach us this great important lesson. Kidorashir L'inyin Shetzichim L'Hashmi L'Aznav. On the one hand, Chazal tell us that Shema means Shema Hashmei LaOznecha Mashat Hametz Mipicha. This din that you should say Shema in such a way where it's audible to your ears, where you could hear it, where you could hear what you're saying. And that is what we learned before, that a person has to pay attention to listen today. Hashmei LaOznecha Mashat Hametz Mipicha. What you're saying with your own mouth, to listen to it. And the other drush is Shema is b'choloshim, in any language. The language, to hear it in whatever language you're speaking, whatever language you're hearing, to hear Shema. Shema b'choloshim shata shemeh. B'shneim oylem mekane echad. Hainu. Shema hashmeh lozno chamash tamitzim v'picha. Shetato ezen echa v'libcha heitev. Lean over very close with your ear and your heart. B'chol yom, that day, not from a long time ago, but that day, l'mashat ha'moitzi mipicha, listen to the words that you're saying, Shmaitz, Hashem alakeinu, Hashem achad. Hashem alakeinu, Hashem achad. And what does that mean today? For you today, davke. What does that mean? L'mashat ha'moitzi mipicha, v'yeh b'enecha k'chodesh, should be something entirely new. News, some great news that you just heard. V'oz, and when a person lives with that teaching, of what? Of Hashmei lo'oznecha mashat emoitzi mipicha, when you live with that teaching, mimela, that's going to help bring you to the medrega of what? As tucha l'shmei emunosav l'kusa yizbarach b'chol l'shani so'ev dekechavim. Because if you're listening carefully to the words that you yourself, that I and you, that we all say, if we listen carefully to those words, Shema, what? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Today, He gave me another day. He brought me this, He brought me my life, He gave my life back to me today. The Tachlis today. And how I see the Bari Olam today in my hands, in my on the table in front of me. And how I'm feeling and what I'm doing. When a person knows that, when a person thinks of that, so then he goes off into the world of the Shivim Halashinis, into the world of the 70 languages. And even though he's surrounded by the Lashinis of the Eidikom, which means all the Taivis, all the Midas Rods, and so on, even though he's surrounded by all of that, but he's able, b'chol lashon shata shamayim. He set himself up in such a way that he's now able to be attuned to godliness throughout the day. It's something new. It's something he's looking for. He's thinking about it. It's part of his reality. It's not some old pasuk that's from thousands of years ago. This is going to be connected to the second ice in Sichas Aram, which we'll see in a moment. Ka'ashem er, hinei lo yonim v'lo yishon. So the Baruch Shalom is awake. He's not sleeping. This is not from a long time ago. He's right now. He's in your life. Raf al pi sha'over al ha'odam ha'sha'over. And even though the person has to go through whatever he's going through, with the shivim l'shainas. Raf al pi sha'over al ha'odam ha'sha'over. Kashi yedeya b'nafsha. Each person himself knows his own pekel, what he has to go through, what he's been going through. But only he knows that. Just like he's the only one that knows the Kadosh Baruch Hu for himself, he's also the only one who knows the struggles that he has within himself. Af al pi chein Hashem Yisbaruch oiseh es shaloi b'chazdei ha'godol v'hanifla. The Baruch Shalom is doing his thing. B'chazdei ha'godol v'hanifla, in every moment of your life, is a gevaldige chesed. It's a great wondrous chesed, that moment. And even the difficult moment that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a clap and telling you, Gadel, and to think, what is the Baruch Shalom asking of me this moment? What does he want from me this moment? I was teaching someplace this morning, a piece from the Chazon Ish, and I'm going to be talking. Well, the Chazon Ish, Chus Eilenu, says what Bitochen is. And he trusts in Hashem. And he says that emunah, what emunah is in theory, bitachon is in practice. So a person can be going around his whole life speaking the language of emunah. Bez Hashem, Yitz Hashem, the Ebesis al Halfon, whatever, b'chol lashon shat Hashem. He uses the vocabulary of emunah. But then, when it comes to a time, sha'ovel odama sha'ovel, when a person goes through something that's very, very difficult, so then the Chazon Ish says, then we find out whether or not his emunah is a matter of theory or whether he's able to put it into practice. And the tkufa that we're going through right now, in terms of security when it comes to panasa and so on, which many, many people are going through terrible upheaval, the whole country in a certain way, the entire world. There was somebody that was here from England yesterday, so I asked him, how's it going with the Jews, with Parnassus in England? So he just said, you really messed us up, or, you know, like you brought us down. You brought us down. You know, when America goes down, everything goes down. So when a person goes through that, so the question of emunah now becomes a question of bitachon. What was emunah in theory is a matter of bitachon, trust. In putting into practice what I theoretically, philosophically believed in, or thought I believed in, how do I cope with the stress of an uncertain market and so on, and with the difficulties of Parnassa, how do I act with other people, with my family, feeling that uncertainty as far as where things are going with Mamanis, with Panasa. So Bitochen, that's the question of Bitochen. Or as the Chazon Ish says, do you begin to run to look for all different kinds of things that could somehow get you out, to try to, and even things, he says, that are not particularly noble and fine. All different ways of getting yourself out of the mess that are not pure and that are not noble. Which people, when they're in a difficult place with Panosa, they're, God forbid, more tempted to experiment with unethical, God forbid, unethical things in business. Ve'en kan mokum lahar. So, a person who lives this way, that Rabbi Nosson is explaining, that every moment of his life, of that day, the Baruch Shalom is doing wondrous things, that only he knows how wondrous they are. And that nisayin that you're going through is itself a wondrous thing to help you grow and to become greater. And maybe that's what we're all going through right now. We're going through this last, a big nisayin at the end, to be able to remember who the Bari Olam is. And not to be Avdei Paro, or to be Avdei Achashverosh, but to be Avdei Hashem. And Bo Hashem, whatever is going on in the world, we have our tefillin, we have Shabbos, we have each other, we have our Svarim. Whatever a person goes through in this world, the Bari Olam is being Mevara Aramuna, and it's testing the bitachon that we have of how we put emunah into practice. Lamaisa, there should be emunah lamaisa, not just emunah in theory, but emunah lamaisa. V'hu mechadesh b'tuvah b'chol yom tamid ma'isa bereishis. And today's a different day. Today is totally different than yesterday. And Hashem brings this as a new day. There was never a day like this since Bereishis. Umeila olam kuloi b'chvayda b'chal yoyim. Mechadish is galus elokusai. Each and every day, the Baruch Shalom gives the world a new chance, just like he brings up the sun, he's giving the world a new chance to find him, to connect to him, this day, to the best of your ability. Al-Kain, therefore, b'chol ma sh'over al-Adam tzarech liskos atzma, b'chol eiz b'yiz baruch. If whatever person is going through, he has to remind himself. Can't be an old thing, Hishma. He has to live with it now. And that's why there's such a mashbir, there's such a crisis that many people are having, because there are lots and lots of Jews who are Shema Shabbos, and they're Orthodox people, but they're saying old Kriya Shmas. So if the Shema is an old Kriya Shma, how does an old Kriya Shma help you in a new predicament that you're in? The only way that you could be helped is with a new Kriya Shma. A new Kriya Shma in the matzav that I'm in right now in my life, today. I need a new Kriya Shma, a new Shema Yisrael. I need to hear that Hashem Lekin Hashem Echad right now in my life. So it's very, very hard. If a person is just barely keeping, he's keeping mitzvahs, he davens a little bit, but he doesn't really daven in a real way, and his emunah is not an emunah that is reevaluated and renewed all the time. So then he is trying to use old kalim to deal with new problems. It's hard to use old kalim with new problems. It's hard to do that. They make now the engines of cars, they make it all with computerized stuff. I mean, it looks the same to me when they open up the hood. I never understood it then, I didn't understand it now, I don't understand it now. But it's all much more advanced than it's ever been before. So you get some guy that he's still holding by, you know, the 1940s. And, you know, the whole yeshua of this car is maybe just to kick it, or to bang it on the carburetor. That's what we used to do to get it going. Just to, like, slam the carburetor. The thing on top, just to bang it. It works sometimes. So you got to get it going, you give it a clap. Gadel, just to give it a clap. Go. The person's using old kalim for new problems. It's old kalim for new problems. Doesn't go. An old kriyishma, old emunah for today's problems, for today's inyanim. Doesn't work. So therefore it has to be v'chol eis v'yizbarach. L'haske esatam shu ish Yisraeli. He has to remind himself. Every day, all the time, not just once. During the course of each day. To remind himself, he's a Yid, Shu'ish Yisraeli, he's a Jew. U'mamin b'lekim chayim, u'melech ha'olam, he believes in a God that's alive, he's alive now, living God. U'melech ha'olam, and he's the balabas over the world. Kamesha Kosev, this Atif Alay Nafshi. And Shashem, as Hashem Zacharti, David Melch would say when he would daven. As Hashem Zacharti, I remembered HaKadosh Baruch. What does it mean I remembered Hashem? But David Melch didn't remember Hashem. He forgot Hashem. It's not so much forgetting, like I don't know that he exists. Everybody knows that God exists, but you could still forget him. And if you forget him, then you start to forget yourself. And you act in ways that are very, very out of character with who you really are. If you forget him, then you forget yourself. If you remember him every moment of the day, then you remember who you are. You remember yourself. You're a Yid. And Yid acts a certain way. Yid carries himself a certain way. I was talking to somebody the other day, a very, very tired Yid, and he was telling me, no, I asked him, he didn't tell me, I asked him because he was having some problems with some things at work, challenges at work in Yir Shamayim. And so I asked him, do you wear a yarmulke at work? He said, no, that's not the common practice. I said, I didn't ask you what the common practice, I asked you, do you wear a yarmulke? He says, no. I said, why? This is the 21st century. New York City, the 21st century, there are people you see all over the place now with the yarmulkes. It's not like it used to be. It's true. Even 20, 30 years ago, it's true. It wasn't so pushy. But now, why can't you wear a yarmulke? So he said to me, you know, there was a guy that wore a yarmulke in the place, and he made a bichil Hashem, you know, it's uncomfortable. So I said, what are you supposed to say to that? So I said, so why don't you try making a kiddush Hashem instead of a... Unless you are in the mood for Chil Hashem. If you're in the mood for Chil Hashem, then I agree with you. Then by all means, don't put on the yarmulke. We don't need more of that. But don't tell me, because there was another Yid there that made a Chil Hashem because he was walking over the yarmulke and he didn't conduct himself in a nice way with the people there, that's why you don't put on the yarmulke. Adarav, so put on the yarmulke and Mekadosh Shem Hashem. And tell everybody there that you're different. And that they should know that when they talk to you, there has to be a certain... There has to be a certain distance. And when you talk to them, that there's a certain distance. To be friendly and formal. To be friendly and to be thorough with the work that you're doing, but to be careful. If you remember the Rebbeinu Shlom, then you remember yourself. If you forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you don't remember who you are. So then if you don't remember who you are, so then you don't even realize that you begin to slip into certain things as was happening with that individual. You begin before you realize it. So a yarmulke... So he said, a yarmulke, it's a din, you have to, didn't Rav Moshe say, you know? I said, it's not a question of whether it's allowed. There are people who have a yarmulke in their heads. And there were, especially, there were these old Jews in their heads, there was a yarmulke, so they couldn't always wear it on the head. But when a person, nowadays, we don't have much going on inside the head. So it's especially important that there be yarmulke on the head. There's not going to be any pogrom in your office if you wear a yarmulke. Or you're going to lose clients. You're going to lose. I said that's to think such a thing that you're going to lose clients because you're wearing a yarmulke and you're mekadosh Shem Hashem. What is that? That itself is already a kfir, is a lashon of the l'shaynus ha'amim, that you can't wear a yarmulke. And when you talk to people that they're proud of who they are, then the l'shaynus the shivim ha'umas respect that. Maybe you're a little bit nervous that you can't live up to what the yarmulke means. Maybe that's what you're saying about the Chilul Hashem. Nadi Rabbah. Mechazik yourself with emunah, and to be someone that's a good representative of Klal Yisrael. Not Chalila, a bad apple, a good apple that makes people look at us and say, Yisrael Hashem B'chayas Pod, the Bayerim is proud of his children when they go to these places and they Mekadosh Shem Hashem, when you see that there's nothing more beautiful in the world. There's nothing more beautiful in the world. One of the Chevy here, I was talking to one of the Chevy here a few weeks ago, and he used to work in a certain firm in the city, some years ago. And it happened, so he hasn't been there in a long time, it happened that he went back to that building to go to see somebody in that office over there. And when he came there, there's a very nice fellow that was with the security in the building. So a long time ago, he hadn't seen this guy. And when he came in there, the guy gave him such a good morning, meaning the security fellow, the guy, gave him such a big shalom aleichem. How you doing? How you been? Where are you now? And he remembered his name. And this fellow from the shul asked him, like, how do you, you know, you see like that, it's big place, thousands of people every day, coming and going, job fired. How do you remember? So he said, and he's a fellow that always goes to the count. He said, you always spoke to me in a dignified way. You always had a good word for me, and I remember that, always. And I appreciate it. It's a kiddush Hashem. It's a kiddush Yisrael HaShebuchah Espar. But the Baruch Shalom has Nachas Ruach from that. Yisrael HaShebuchah Espar, these are my children, they make Mekadosh Shem Hashem. When a Jew lives with the Bari Olam every minute of his day, how many opportunities there are for Kiddush Hashem at work? Unbelievable. And how you speak to someone. Someone else will tell you that if you want the work over there to do what you tell, you have to talk in a nasty way. There's a mahalach like that in business, that you have to yell at the work and scream at them and talk down to them and use foul language. A person doesn't have a moon and a kodesh baruch that you can't be nice to people. Someone will say, but then you're not going to get results. Then do something else. That you have to be machriv yourself in the shivim l'shainis, because you have to get this guy to pick something up and take it over this. You have to use bad language. But this became almost like a little poshet in the world. It became like a little poshet to talk a certain way. And when you come home, you think that it's all going to be pure and clean, and it doesn't. And you don't reek from the stench of what happened during the day. It's not true. That's what Rabbi Nelson says. Wherever you are, you could grab onto the Baruch Shalom even if you're in the bottom of the pit, in the lowest place, you could grab onto him. Afilu b'shol tachtiyas chasav shalom. And a person has to live with this every day of his life. Today, as we learned earlier, to live with that Torah each day. Well, we're not going to start now, but in Seif Beis, we're going to continue with the Inyan. The Rabbi Nachman had a practice to give himself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the beginning of each day, completely to be mafki himself to the Baruch Shalom, and how that is used, and how that could affect the entire day, and to protect, create a shmira for a person the entire day, when he has like a mesiras medor at the beginning, that I belong to you, this day is entirely your day, how that could change a person, and can make that day the kind of day that we were just talking about.